Well, good morning. It is 6:17 a.m. on Tuesday, May 2nd, 2023. 53 degrees, which is almost 12 degrees Celsius. 80% humidity. As I commence my stroll down 11th Street in the Pearl District of Portland, Oregon. Welcome to the Pearlcast, y'all. The Portland French Bakery is making a delivery. Racks and racks of croissants and pastries and deliciousness. God. This always, when you see like, when you see like a baker's display, or the pie racks at a diner or something, there's always this impulse, this desire to just get everything and just put it all in your mouth. Something about the flaky crust and the filling and the meringue and all that. Yum. I do like baked goods. Never got into baking, though. There's a lot of subtle nuance to the baking of like bread. Well, that's not entirely true. I've done scones and tortillas and pies and so on. But bread, actual bread, there's a science to that. I tried when the pandemic hit and everybody was doing sourdough. I was like, yeah, I can do, I'll do sourdough. I'll try sourdough. I failed at sourdough badly. Oh, well. Had a bread machine for a while. That was a lot of fun. Those things, that just takes all the magic out of it. You just put everything in the order they tell you to put it in and turn on the machine. And, you know, half hour later, boom, you got bread, baby. That was... that was nice. Had a really good day yesterday. Had a lot of good affirmations. I've been really feeling guilty about my productivity regarding the narrations. I was submitting for Holmes.com. And, you know, part of it is it's taking longer for me to do the narrations themselves. And I don't know why that is exactly. I think I've just gotten more picky, maybe, with my narrations. Holding myself to a higher standard of delivery. I don't know, but also just my days are fuller here. I have a lot more going on. And, you know, the question was, do I cut out those things that are going on? Which, you know, I can do in the name of that productivity, but it raises the question of, what am I being productive for? Anyway, I was struggling with that and decided to call CoStar, the company that's running the show, to talk to the project manager and just touch base and see how things are going. Turns out, they are perfectly happy with my productivity. I'm still one of their top narrators, and they're really happy to be working with me. There are no problems at all. Turns out, I thought the project was done last November, and that they were like in the wrap-up phase. Powell's. Turns out that is not the case at all. In fact, there may have been a restructuring that they did, but they're not planning on launching until this coming November. And in the interim, they have tons of work, and they're happy for me to submit at whatever capacity I'm able to deliver. Which is a huge load off my mind, just because, yeah, the notion of having steady work for a year, yeah, that's outstanding. And in whatever capacity I can deliver, so I can indulge in a week of intense product delivery and then chill for a week and not do as much or whatever. I have some flexibility. But just the affirmation that I'm still a desirable commodity was nice to hear. And then at Tai Chi class yesterday, afterwards, the Sifu came up and asked if I would be willing to do a video testimonial for Northwest Fighting Arts, for the dojo that I'm going to. I said, heck yeah. And hooked me up with their, I don't know if he's not their AV guy, but he's the guy doing the videos. And he pulls out his iPhone. It's like, we'll just do this. He's got a tripod and all that stuff. It's like, do you have a mic? He says, no. It's like, well, my man, you're in luck, because I had the mic that I use for these walks with me. And of course, I have an iPhone. It's like, yeah, I've got the plug adapter. Let's just wire this thing up. And we did. And it was great. I was able to, I think I gave a good endorsement. I waxed rhapsodic on various topics that they asked me questions about. It was just nice to be able to help out and support something that I believe in, that I think is awesome. So that went really well. We talked a little bit afterwards, talking about the acoustics in the dojo and how they have kids' classes there. When the kids' classes are in there, it's pandemonium and noisy, because everything's all hard edges and concrete and flat walls. And I said, dude, you need to put in some baffles in here. You need to put in a couple of, you can drape some fabric from the ceiling. You can put up some baffles along the side of the walls that angle the sound, so it's not bouncing straight back at you, because that's all it is. It's a huge echo chamber. Just need to soften up the edges a little bit. So, but that was nice. It felt good to be able to apply some of my knowledge in a meaningful way. That was cool. And it's morning. It's astonishing how a couple of affirmations like that can really turn your day around. And it's interesting because I've always kind of felt like to be dependent on external validation is not a weakness, but I don't know. It's always felt like you're putting responsibility for your happiness in the hands of something that you have no control over. Not that control is essential, but you're leaving it up to chance. And that you should be able to feel good about yourself without getting confirmation about your value from an outside source. And I still believe that's true. I really feel like you need to have your own, I need to, whenever I say you, I mean me. But you always need, you need to have an internal sense of worth that exists independent of external opinion or evaluation or affirmation. And I guess you can and still appreciate getting some external validation and getting a thumbs up and a kudos and a reminder that yes, you do rock. I mean, that's never a bad thing, right? It's a balancing act. I'm not sure I've been doing the balancing act all that well. I think I've been looking outward. Morning.
Morning.
For that, from Muse, from Ali, from CoStar. And I, you know, again, it's not all one thing or another. I guess if your sole source of worth comes from outside of you, that's a problem. It's like you need like an internal engine that understands and affirms and can look on past experience to affirm that you are awesome at whatever it is that you are awesome at. And while it's absolutely nice to get affirmation, it's not required in order to feel good about yourself. I need a therapist. I keep saying that. I'll make it happen. It's one thing at a time, one thing at a time. But I am way past Jameson Square, so it's time to wrap this bad boy up. For a Tuesday, Taco Tuesday, or the day with no name. So, oh God, Lovejoy Bakers is cooking bacon. Oh man, love that place. distraction. Squirrel. Tuesday. I hope you have a lovely Tuesday. I hope you get some affirmations. Whether you need them for your internal sense of self-worth or not, getting an affirmation that something you have done has had a positive impact in the world is a lovely thing. I hope you get that. Seek it out. Ask. If you're not sure, ask. But however it goes down, trust. Trust in the words of Brother Zigzag Claiborne, who reminds us that despite everything, y'all, create, add to the world in your own unique, astonishing way. Whether it's your choice meme game or your ability to bake bread or whatever, add to the world. And when you do, make sure you do it with love. Love fearlessly. That just makes the creations that much sweeter. I will do my best to do the same. And I will talk to you soon.